This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On the other line, I have the man of the hour joining me right here on the afternoon hangout. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am so well. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me also.
So let's just get right into it. So just tell us a little bit information about yourself. Ubuthi uDino, where does he come from? Where did he grow up? With who?
Okay, Dino is from Pretoria, township called Mamelodi.
Yes.
So I was born and bred in Mamelodi.
Yeah.
I was raised by a single parent.
Yes.
So I'm the firstborn.
Yes.
On my mother.
Yes.
So and I have a little sister and little brother.
Yes.
So I started this thing of music at the age of 16.
So what inspired you into joining the industry?
As I told you, because music, we told me that 16 years.
Mm.
So my grandfather is the one that to get the music and to be passionate about the music. Yeah, now I used to sit this thing under the tree, like a sort of ball pen, rewind the cassette, music.
Yeah.
So then from there I started loving this music. But like soul, R&B. So nah, I had to go quiet. Then after quiet, then I karata house music.
No.
Lago ana kuto kula Christo, CV, Skido, and international YZ, Roko. Yeah. So after a year, I went to a DJ school in Hatfield.
So
the school name was Matricia. So to get to know everything in terms of music, the skills, mixing, timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, a 3 month course. Then, you know, I had to go there every Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I also heard that you're not only an entertainer, but you also host a tri-annual one-man show event where you also donate sanitary pads. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, the sanitary pads, it's because, you see, townships, especially girls,
sure,
some, they can't go to school because they don't have sanitary pads. And so one principal contacted me via inbox and was like, can't you help? Because you know the youth, but they look up to you. So can you help us? But okay, no problem. So the good part about the Kodi High School, the Batswara Gatabi.
Sure.
Yeah, abana ba bashotang underprivileged, lorong abana tawara sanitary pads. Then we take the database. Then me, I have a team.
Yeah.
We do a one-man show. The entrance fee, sanitary pads, as much as you can bring. So we start from the daytime event. Start from early, so that people can come early. Even if you don't want to come to dance, you just want to drop the sanitary pads.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come. Yeah. So after we collect the sanitary pads, we go back to the school.
Yeah.
We do an international tour with the ladies. I bring maybe a prominent maybe artist like Lamizi or in terms of Otakai, in terms of career high. So and we also have a AID food parcel. So I have a company, Dino Cafe Foundation.
Yes.
We do food parcel for the community.
Wow.
We go to the those kukungwa. Yeah, we do it quarterly so that on the community, even though it's not much, but it's something, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely doing a lot, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, you truly are an inspiration. I'm sure that's how they see you in your community as well.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about your collaborative work with award-winning DJ Durban Gogo, and also creating the magic French Kiss, which is one of the biggest songs and also possible. I mean, tell us about that collaboration and how did it come about?
So, during that lockdown, there by stage, I don't remember stage one, stage one, stage five, I don't remember.
Yeah.
So, I was sitting with my guitar that I want to write down. This thing of production, let's take it to another level. Because, you know, when your music can't go out there. So you need to partner with someone. I don't know about Tusa in terms of how get about it. So I had a personal relationship with Gogo. Gogo, how about we do an EP for you? Because I think... in terms of production, there's no. I'll never know. I don't know. An album, yeah, I'm a PR.
Sure.
I don't know. You know what? That's really a cover. I don't know. You know what? Come to the studio.
Yeah.
So after the following day, I don't know. You know what? Why don't we do a collab? Do our own EP, me and you. I bring my team. You bring your team. We stay in studio. We. Okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
So. And when you were working with up and coming artists, that hunger is there. You know?
Yeah.
So the French Kiss is we have a guy from France.
Yeah.
Who's the one that sings on the first part? So
yeah. Gogo,
he used to stay in France. So he told us he elaborated in Sizulu.
Yeah.
What does the guy saying? So that can you hold your French keys? Because one French keys, we also have Felo, Optimist, and then also Makanji.
Musakini.
So and that was a very very good breakthrough for me, and also the up and coming artist in Narragansona, because it was nominated as the Listener's Choice on MTV Africa.
Yeah.
Also on other radio stations, number one for more than 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Then we saw that we have a good thing going on here. So.
Sure.
And now go already done go because now I stay next go go Mamelodi, so go now go Midrand. Go go
yeah.
Let's take this studio. Race is go Midrand. We know go Midrand. Each and every. Artist, so it's more simpler for Reverend.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's when we called Musa Keys and Lips at the Villain.
Yeah.
Then we made a track called Possible.
Yeah.
So also Possible, it went hard and it went international. It was the biggest song international. So, yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know what? Because if it's panel in a panel in studio and everyone is equal, then
yeah,
who then okay, we have another motor and any government superior or motoros or no greedy. So I very go come to our cabin and hit. No, this is my. Give me the song. When in studio, if we work for someone, we work for someone. If we working as a collective, we work as a collective. Yeah.
And you've also built a name for yourself by staging events such as Homecoming Africa, Motepe Foundation, the Corona Amapiano Sunsets Experience. Damn, you're definitely doing a lot, hey?
Yeah.
Hey, no, I know. What's up? What's up?
Fruitful career. Yeah.
Now, tell us about your recent work. President Yaflaga. What does that even mean?
President ya Flaga means President ya Mamelodi.
Ah,
so Mamelodi, okay. We call it Flaga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can people expect on that new project?
People, more, especially more this EP. I'm elaborating my journey through music.
Yeah.
From the way I started, because the lyrics in the EP is how my life is.
Yeah.
And from where I came from, the young party in terms of music.
Yeah.
And then, they are very close to me, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like Joar Tomerek, I met him maybe 2 weeks ago. The likes of Cubs, I think I have plus minus maybe 8 years knowing him.
Wow.
So, and he's the guy that when I came to Motor Age, I want to release an EP.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to come to the studio, let's work. So, yeah, he understands me because, well, you leave, the reason why the EP is pretty vocal.
Yeah.
Because I want to interact through my music with my friends or with my fellow DJs. Yeah.
Now, I have a question for you. What would you be doing right now if it wasn't for your music career?
I was doing civil engineering at school.
Wow.
So, probably.
And then what happened?
You know, I think.
I know. Let's leave it like that.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? I tried to balance in terms of music career and also school.
Yeah.
The school part, I wanted to make my mother proud. Said, "Koreke skaloriki aga a rangino dirite grade 12 kasi tertiary kasi college." So I wanted to again. I'm proud of that. I finished school, even though school has failed, but I've done the part that I've been promising you on. So, and the other game, music career, it's like football.
Yeah.
Okono fade away, so I can also go back to the to the civil, local civil. I can open a company, so I have to balance. Yeah.
Sure. So, Manje, I want to ask you, judging from the amount of hard work you put into your music, would you say that you get back as much as you put in?
Yeah. So far, so good. And I appreciate because I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm competing with myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, so far, so good.
Okay. And now since the year, we're coming to the end of 2022. Would you say that this year was your best year?
This year was my best year.
Yeah.
To say it was my best year because I've gone solo and I've done an EP.
Yeah.
A project of my own. So it's a huge achievement for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
And if you could change anything about the industry, what would that thing be?
I think the industry, if you want to go further and also connect with other producers and connect with other artists, always be humble.
Definitely.
Always have room to learn and always have room for disappointment because some people are not baka to yaram unyakam. So always be humble. That is the key.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
And any last words to people who wish to join the same industry as you? Like the kids who are looking up to you and be like, nah ki batla ho ba le dino. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't know what.
Okay. For the up and coming artists, social media now, I think it's a good thing to market yourself.
Sure.
So they can, you know, everything is on social media.
Yeah.
If you want your music to go out there, tag those idols that you look up to.
Sure.
Inbox them. Some will answer, some will not answer, but I think social media would help. And also don't stay on your comfort zone. Don't kind of how music or let's say chomita how or where music is exclusive. Because if you say it's exclusive,
yeah,
then you're keeping to yourself.
Yeah.
You're not giving other people music or bakonunka your talent, your raw talent.
Definitely.
And especially Amapiano is opening more windows and is building a good career out of DJ Tamo South Africa. So I think up and coming artists must always work hard.
Definitely.
Work hard every day, work hard, and also listen up to other producers.
Yeah.
Listen to other producers. Follow other producers. Interact with other producers.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Since you're from Pretoria, any Pretoria tale can you teach me? Since I'm from Durban.
Yeah.
Could be anything at all.
There's a word we call it body.
Body.
Body. There's a tag in there, and we call it, and the tag is body. Body is like when I'm asking you a favor.
Sure.
And they say, body, can I please have three? When you say body, it's like I'm.
Okay. So how can people find you on social media, and how could they book you?
Okay, on Instagram is DJ Dino _ SA. The DJ Dino, Dino is DINHO.
Okay.
And on Facebook is Tieho Dino Motau.
Yeah.
And on TikTok is DJ Dino _ SA. And on Twitter is Dino2Motau.
Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.